Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches handle feeling lost. I've had a lot of times in my life where I felt lost and alone. I'm going to use the metaphor of someone lost at sea. Picture this. Someone in the vast stretches of the ocean with the rough seas and the waves. And they're just out there and they need help. Is that you? I have some helpful insights to guide you on your path. The first insight is, reach out. If you're lost, reach out to your friends and family. Reach out to your coven mates. And most importantly, reach out to the gods. So in continuing with our lost at sea metaphor, think of it as you're waving and you're trying to signal that you need help, and you want someone to toss you a life preserver. You can share with a coven mate, you've been feeling kind of down, and maybe we can go get some tea or coffee, or take a walk in nature. And in our lives, we may be so busy that we just don't know what to do. And that's when we just really need to stop, breathe, and reach out and ask someone for help. And if you're really having a hard time, I would suggest a counselor or a therapist. Or pastoral counseling by a priestess or priest, or even a combination of those supports. Our second insight is, take the supplies you need. So when you're out on the ocean, bobbing around, and you know that you're going to be in the water, take a life preserver or a life vest. So this is a great chance for us to take along the things we need. And by supplies, I mean meditation, reading spiritual books, talking to an elder in the community, or doing ritual, or lighting a candle for guidance, and to even work with your feelings in a journal or a book of shadows. Our third insight is, with the loss of identity, your new identity is explorer. For example, I have a friend who taught at a particular institution. She thought of herself as a teacher, but then the leaders changed up that institution, and she lost her job. Being a teacher was part of her identity, so now her new identity needs to be an explorer, someone who goes out and looks for who they really are and what they can be next. In modern life, people can have different jobs, and they can work in different industries throughout their life. Sometimes they feel that they're forced out of some particular situation or another. When you lose your job, you may find yourself lost because you lost your identity. What I want to say is that we can wear many hats at once. We can be a mother, a worker, a spiritual priest or priestess, and we can wear all those different hats. But our real identity is our true self, which is connected to the god and goddess. So if a hat is taken from you or you drop one, it's okay. That's not your true identity. And the new hat you're wearing is explore. In summary, 1, reach out. 2, take the supplies you need. And 3, with the loss of identity, your new identity is explore. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books, or take a class at Udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.